Good morning, Mike Broomhead.
Good morning, Jamie West. How are you?
Good. I'm looking at another message about that power outage from Electrical District 3 in Maricopa, now saying that they have experienced a major transmission outage.
Yeah.
And they have APS crews on the way to help them get that fixed. And it should be about an hour.
Yeah, so it's going to be, so people understand with this distribution, what's going to happen in this ED3 area. It's about 33,000 people on the map. But what's going to happen to determine whether or how quickly the power will be restored is going to be determining how wide this is happening. Is it a damaged power line?
But APS also has customers there. They have 86 customers that are out.
Right.
The rest of them are all from a different utility company.
But they also are sharing those transmission lines that are coming in.
Right. So the APS crews are coming in to help.
Yep, absolutely. So hopefully it'll be something that was, like we would call it a circuit breaker, but something like that, which would be an easier interruption to fix.
Right.
And then they've got to turn it on incrementally. You don't want to just jam it all back on at once. So that's, it's going to take some time.
Hopefully within an hour or so.
It's the one time my former career as an electrician is a little useful in this career.
Oh, yeah. You could school us all, couldn't you?
Yeah. I actually used to do all the work for the company that does the water provision in Maricopa. So I spent a lot of time in the town of Maricopa years ago. So I love that little town. It's a great place.
It is.
Thanks, Jamie, and good morning, everyone. Yes, if you're not aware, there is about 33,000 plus customers in Maricopa without power, interrupting traffic lights, what we're getting reports of as well. No timeline for restoration yet because the APS crews are not sure why the transmission is down. So as information comes in here to the newsroom, obviously KTAR News will be over it all day. Good chance for you to download the KTAR News app if you have to go to Maricopa, or if somehow you're in listening on the app on your phone trying to get information and trying to get out. It's going to be a little bit dicey for a while. Give yourself extra time. And as we get more information of when the APS or when the power company out there tells you power will be restored, we'll get you the info as quickly as we can. Start off this morning with the economy. And I think it's been a story we've talked about for a long time, even when things are going very, very well or whatever the perception is. But this is interesting. One of the topics that I am most likely to talk about in this is taxation, because what's interesting about the way our government is set up is we, the people, are supposed to be able to dictate how we're taxed because of the people we elect and their mindset. And what we have done, and it's been a pretty, I don't know that it was intentional, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I will tell you, the battle of you versus me is what sets this off instead of us versus them. And what I mean by that is we all are supposed to have a healthy suspicion of the people we elect, and it doesn't matter what party they're from. We are supposed to hold them accountable to do their jobs, and that is supposed to be the management of our money, that they are supposed to allocate the tax dollars they collect from us. And I want you to think of it like if it was a charity and it was a volunteer thing. There are many people that will talk about taxation being voluntary at the beginning and the foundation of this country, but let's go with this for a moment. Let's say you're volunteering, you give to a charity, and you give faithfully to a charitable organization, a 501c3. And so you do this faithfully because they do great work. And they do great work and they are very efficient with your donated dollars and your donated time. If you show up to volunteer at an event, there's no wasted time. They have things for you to do. They are very respectful of your time and your money. Will you continue to give? But if they have leadership changes and you start to see wasteful spending and you start to see them getting off track with what the mission is of the organization, you're going to threaten to stop donating, or you're going to pull back because you realize things are not going in the direction that you believe they should and why you believe your dollars should be funding something you don't believe in. Well, if that doesn't describe the American government, I don't know what does. It is very big. It is very wasteful. It is very redundant. And Americans are so busy fighting amongst themselves. There has never been, in my mind, it's certainly in my lifetime, a bigger divide between Republicans and Democrats, where it's gotten so vitriolic that the base of each party doesn't want to see anybody else working with the other party. And I think that's to the detriment of the entire nation. I will always defend what I believe and why I believe it, but I'm not going to demonize somebody because they disagree with me. I would much rather hold our elected officials accountable. We elect them to spend our money wisely, and when they don't, I believe they should be replaced, even if I like them personally. And we see this in every successful organization. when you look at what's happening. And I'm not saying this to be mean-spirited, but if you look at what happened at the University of Arizona, and they had a huge budget deficit and mistakes that were made from within, whether or not it's the president of the university's fault, the president of the university is stepping down, is being held accountable for this. People in high-ranking places that were responsible for that money, and you're talking about a one-time event. You're not talking about a history of events. And yet he's out. And so are many of the other people involved. So how much must you gross in pay in order to take home $100,000? It's an excellent question. And the reason why I asked the question is I just think that it's interesting to look at what you actually are taking home as opposed to what you're being. Someone says to you, how much money do you make? And you say, I make 100 grand. Well, then how much do you bring home? It's a great question. How much are you paying in taxes? How much do you pay in taxes to live where you live? Now, in Arizona, it cost you, you must earn $142,290 in order to take home $100,000. Meaning you individually are being taxed, when it's all put together, around $42,000. Do you believe you're getting good value for that money? Now, there's two lessons to be learned. Some states, Florida, Texas, others like that, and there's a list of them. And I've got a map in front of me that shows it's an interactive map. Florida, it's 142,935. In Texas, it's 137,290. The same with Florida. Florida, Texas, Alaska, South Dakota, some of these states. Now, North Dakota is pretty reasonable. Look at states like Oregon, 156,280. Same with California, 153,700 in California. So imagine that. You have to make $153,000. You're paying over $53,000. That's over $1,000 per week in taxes. I say this, not that I don't believe that we should be paying to live in this great country. We should. You have to make almost $150,000 a year in New York to be able to bring home $100,000. But does anybody believe that you should be paying taxes to the tune of $1,000 per week? Look at what you've got with inflation right now. We keep hearing about inflation being the problem of price gouging and all of these other things. This is individual income tax rates. This isn't business tax rates. Isn't any of those things. It's what you're paying in income taxes and what you're paying in taxes just to live comfortably. So this is, it's not only federal income taxes being pulled out, but it's state and local taxes. There is also withholding for Social Security and Medicare, according to your personal finance website, which calculates the exact salary you would need to earn to take home an annual pay of $100,000. I bring this up because as we move forward in the economy, I've got a list in front of me that how significantly just in the past year or so, 40% of people that are renting homes believe they'll never own a home. That was 27% last year. I mean, it's up 13% in 1 year. People believe they'll never be able to afford a home. Now, is that the home builders? Is that greedy realtors? Is it greedy home sellers? Is it but on the other hand, you're spending in Arizona, even here, for over 142,000, 142, so let's call it 143, just for round numbers. You're still looking at just under $1,000 a week in taxation. I want you to imagine what you could do, what kind of a home you could buy if you had 20% of that money. 20% reduction in your overall taxes spread out over local, state, and federal taxes. Imagine what that would do for you. I mean, that's $8,000 a year. And so I look at this and I think, do you mean to tell me that our governments as institutions are not able to survive and thrive and do what's necessary if they had 20% less of our money across the board? That doesn't mean every agency takes 20% less, but we have a very low state tax in Arizona. What if, you know, the taxes were lower in Arizona, but the federal taxes are very high? What if the federal government took a 10% cut and the other agencies between local and state had a 5% cut, adding to that 20% where you kept that money for yourself? How would you be doing at times of high inflation? How would you be doing with the ability to save to buy a home? How long would it take you to save for that down payment? The number of people that would feel like they could achieve financial security and home ownership certainly would increase if you were able to keep 20% more than you're actually bringing home. I just think this is something we all should look at. There's two things that is happening with our government, and I'm going to stick with the federal for a moment. And two things is waste and inefficiency, and they're separate. Waste is, if you think about it, the Pentagon can't pass an audit. The Pentagon has no idea where billions of dollars in equipment and money has gone. They can't pass an audit. And there is nobody more pro-military than I am. I think it's the primary responsibility of our federal government is to fully fund what the Pentagon budget it needs. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't be holding people in charge of those budgets accountable to spend that money wisely. Just something to consider. Coming up in a moment, we are going to talk about the Nogales Rancher trial. It was going on in southern Arizona. It ends in a mistrial. We're going to tell you what happened and why it ended. And will there be another trial? All that's coming up here in just a moment.
Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM and the KTAR News app.
All right, don't forget, embrace the Suns playoffs. Go all in with KTAR News. You tune in every day anyway, but in the 7 o'clock hour on Arizona's Morning News, on this show in the 11 o'clock hour, and then in the afternoon shows at 3 and 5 p.m. hours, you get an exclusive offer to possibly win Suns tickets with a Phoenix Suns code word. When you hear the code word, text 411-923 with the code word, and you get your shot at Suns playoff tickets. We'll do it in the 11 o'clock hour on this show. Make sure you're here to hear it. Judge declares a mistrial in the Nogales Rancher murder case. Two different ways this story is written. Here is what happened. In Santa Cruz County, down near the town of Nogales, George Allen Key is a rancher there. And if you listen to the stories that happened, there was a migrant that ended up dead on his property. They say they heard a shot. And he responded by shooting into the air. He never shot at anyone. And then later on, somebody was found dead on his property. So they accused him of shooting that migrant on the property. So they went through the trial and they have ended up in a hung jury. So I want to start with the question. And the question is, you have to ask yourself why. The rancher said that, you know, they've had a lot of traffic there, rip crews. And if you don't know what a rip crew is, they have rival cartel gangs that bring people and drugs across the border. And a rip crew is a rival gang that will steal your drugs or steal the money or steal and take the migrants or rob you. That's what a rip crew is. And so there wasn't evidence of rip crew activity that day, according to some. But he said he's seen this activity on his property before. They're out in the middle of nowhere. They bought a gun to protect themselves. So the question I have is why? Why would this guy, who has been a rancher on this land for a very long time, why would he decide he was going to shoot somebody all of a sudden? And it bothers me, I guess, you know, innocent until proven guilty. But the way these stories are written, and one of the stories, the jury began deliberating on April 18th. The case centered around the death of a Mexican national who was found shot to death on his 170-acre cattle ranch. The defense countered that the prosecution's argument that the migrant was an unarmed migrant and suggested cartel influence mired the death investigation. So here's what they said. Long story short, this is simply not somebody who's looking for the American dream. There's no evidence that this person was here as kind of benign purposes. So it didn't mean that the guy deserved to die, but the idea that this was just some unarmed guy walking across his property is not true. They were involved in illegal behavior, but even in spite of that, the rancher's defense is saying, I never shot at anyone, and nor did they prove he shot at anyone. But what this leads me to, and this is the issue for me with this entire case, what this leads me to, I'm going to let you hear part of a report, then I'll give you my impressions, my opinion on this. This is Alex Stone from ABC News talking about this case.
George Kelly is a 75-year-old rancher who lives along the U.S.-Mexico border. He was charged with second-degree murder and aggravated assault for shooting and killing a 48-year-old migrant who was on his property in 2023. The migrant was in a group that ran when they saw Border Patrol agents about 150 yards away. Kelly allegedly used his AK-47 to fire at the migrants, killing the man. The defense claimed Kelly was protecting himself and his wife and only fired warning shots.
So that was their the defense wrapped up there in the end. They said they fired warning shots. It was hours later before they found the body. They said they saw people that were in camouflage with backpacks crossing the property. They heard a shot. He responded with warning shots in return. They weren't able to prove that he shot anybody. And so it's a hung jury. The jury was undecided. A couple of days worth of deliberation. The bigger problem here, and this is the bigger part of this, is why did he feel the fear that he felt? And this is the two sides of every story. I don't believe an innocent person should die. We all feel that way. Even if you're doing something, if I'll give you an example. If you're a shoplifter, if you are shoplifting from a store and you're stealing a drink from a store, does it give you the right as the store owner to shoot that person to prevent them from stealing a bottle of Diet Coke from your store? We all would say no, that isn't the case. But if you have somebody armed in your store, you have a right to defend yourself. That the assumption is in your own home. And this is part of the reason why the state legislature talked about defending your property. Now, does that, if there was proof, if this was, and I would side with the prosecution, if there was proof that when you looked at this story, that this rancher acted willfully and negligently and shooting at someone. And there's no proof of that whatsoever. He believes, and the rancher's defense is, that this was some kind of a drug deal gone bad or a rip crew. And this guy was murdered by someone else and not by him. They heard a shot. They responded with warning shots. But the issue at our southern border is real for the people that live in this area. Let's say, for the sake of argument, that him and his wife did exactly what he said he was doing. All of this time, all of this money, the possibility of a second trial if they decide to try him again. And this is what they're facing. When we think about having a ranch, and I don't know if you've ever dreamed of it, but I have. Of having land in kind of a remote area where you can live in the elements. Safety is what you think of. Doors and windows open, protecting yourself possibly from wildlife, bears or whatever when necessary. But having a peaceful, serene place to yourself where you're not involved. You're not in the city where a lot of crime happens. Problem here is what you've got with ranchers on the border, and this has been going on for a very long time. This is not a slap at Joe Biden. I think the problem is worse now. But ranchers on the border have been buying guns and buying AR-15s or AK-47s or whatever, semi-automatic rifles for a long time to protect their land. When they ride their land, they ride with rifles, they ride with water, and they ride with first aid kits because most of the time they become first responders. The idea, and this is the problem that I have with this, the way some of this is written, the idea that a rancher wants to murder people, that they're on the hunt and there's a bloodlust, and I just got sick of people, get off my lawn, and I just decided to shoot at people, is such a slap in the face to what they've been facing. These are good, hardworking, honest people that are watching their properties be overrun many times. That doesn't defend shooting somebody, but there's no evidence that he shot anyone. There's evidence that he was terrified and his wife was terrified. I just hope that this ends and goes away, but more than anything, I hope our government fixes this problem so people don't have to be afraid anymore. All right, in a few moments, as we do every day at this time, it's our Big Q poll question of the day. We'll get to it in just a couple of moments.
The Gatos Big Q poll question, brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers.
It is going to be a fun week with the poll question. Gatos is out, which means the duties to write and report the question fall on producer Julia. Yesterday, a riveting question.
I thought
about
was.
Taylor Swift. I can't wait to find out what I'm not going to be able to answer today.
Oh,
I don't know. You might be able to answer this one.
Okay, let's hear it.
Big Gator's Big Q poll question of the day, brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers. And today's question is, former President Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial began with opening statements yesterday in New York City. Will this trial have an impact on voters in November? Yes, no, or unsure until there's a verdict?
I say yes. This one I can answer. Look at you jumping from one generation to the other so quickly.
Oh, thank
I mean,
you.
I would say absolutely. It's going to have an effect one way or the other. It's going to solidify his base. It furthers the narrative in the base with him that he is being railroaded. But with detractors and people learning about this for the first time, there are going to be many people concerned about voting for someone that may have a criminal record, but certainly has been charged with a crime. So either way, yes, there's going to be an impact.
Right. Especially on how this will appear to independent voters. I'm very curious to see the polling on that.
Well, excellent job. We'll see what you do tomorrow.
Thank you.
I'm anxious to see. Thanks, Julia. The Big Q poll question today is brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers. You can go to KTAR.com and weigh in and see how other people voted. What I'm going to do in the next hour is we're going to talk about education because it's one of my favorite topics. An Arizona high school has been named the best public school in the nation. And Arizona has a bunch of schools in the top 100. We're going to talk about who they are and why coming up.